Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
To worship this morning. It is a great joy to be here together at this different hour for everyone. Thank you for remembering today to come at 9:30. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, and shall we experience the peace and presence of God through the music.
Thank you.
Shall we stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship? O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am unashamed.
O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaking with terror.
My soul also is struck with terror, while you, O Lord, come on.
Turn, O Lord, save my life. Deliver me for the sake of your steadfast love.
For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who can give you grace?
I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears.
I drench my couch with my weeping.
My eyes waste away because of grief. They grow weak because of all my foes.
Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer.
All my enemies shall be ashamed and struck with terror. They shall turn back, and in a moment be put to shame.
Are there any hymns or songs from either the big hymn book or the small hymn book that you might like to sing?
Old Testament reading is from the book of Lamentations 3, verses 1 through 33. I have suffered much because God was angry. He chased me into a dark place where no light could enter. I am the only one he punishes over and over again without ever stopping. God caused my skin and flesh to waste away, and he crushed my bones. He attacked and surrounded me with hardships and trouble. He forced me to sit in the dark like someone long dead. God built a fence around me that I cannot climb over, and he chained me down. Even when I shouted and prayed for help, he refused to listen. God put big rocks in my way and made me follow a crooked path. God was like a bear or a lion waiting in ambush for me. He dragged me from the road and tore me to shreds. God took careful aim and shot his arrows straight through my heart. I am a joke to everyone. No one ever stops making fun of me. God has turned my life sour. He made me eat gravel and rub me in the dirt. I cannot find peace or remember happiness. I tell myself, I am finished. I can't count on the Lord to do anything for me. Just thinking of my troubles and my lonely wandering makes me miserable. That's all I ever think about, and I am depressed. Then I remember something that fills me with hope. The Lord's kindness never fails. If he had not been merciful, we would have been destroyed. The Lord can always be trusted to show mercy each morning. Deep in my heart, I say, the Lord is all I need. I can depend on him. The Lord is kind to everyone who trusts and obeys him. It is good to wait patiently for the Lord to save us. When we are young, it is good to struggle hard and to sit silently alone, if this is what the Lord intends. Being rubbed in the dirt can teach us a lesson. We can also learn from insults and hard knocks. The Lord won't always reject us. He causes a lot of suffering, but he also has pity because of his great love. The Lord doesn't enjoy sending grief or pain. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Pray together. Spirit of God, come fall afresh on all of us. We long to be the people who you call us to be. So make us today even closer to your image in completion. Amen. Today we move away from the lectionary readings and take a different path through the summer, one that will take us through a variety of topics that affect us as Christians. Some of them came from you, and if you have any other things that you'd like to discuss on Sunday morning, please let me know. We love to talk about joy in church. After all, we are an Easter people. And we celebrate resurrection, so we should be a happy people. Well, this is not always the case. Yes, we are a hopeful people. And as many times as each of us comes to church and we say, "Yeah, I'm good, how are you?" we know that many times, just a little bit below the surface, we're not as good as we say we are. Throughout the Bible, multiple laments exist. We don't often read about them in the lectionary because they're not the happiest of things to read. Throughout the Psalms, however, we read about the ups and the downs of life. When Jesus hung on the cross, he cried out one of these very laments. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groanings? Because we recently passed the longest day of the year, where there was the most light, I thought it would be fitting to reflect on the darkness for a few weeks. This week we will reflect upon lament and sit in the darkness, as we usually experience darkness. Next week, we will reflect upon some of the positives of darkness and what we can learn in times of darkness. As Barbara Brown Taylor reminds us, Jesus' resurrection occurred in the darkness. Today, we read from the Book of Lamentations. In the lectionary, that three-year cycle of scripture readings for many in the Protestant tradition, this very scripture is only used on Holy Saturday, the day in which Jesus lay sealed in the tomb. According to Robert Davidson, Lamentations is used during some of the Jewish festivals, where people relive the catastrophes of their community. This particular scripture is an individual lament where the poet described living through his or her crisis. The poem is also a prayer where the poet reaches out to God, asking for mercy and God's help. In that time of darkness, the poet seeks reassurance from the unchanging character of God. The poet believed that God drove him or her into the darkness. And this darkness is not holy or healing, but one of destruction and punishment. God, who is supposed to be loving and healing and protecting, was anything but. God only brought destruction, harm, and suffering. Have we ever felt that way? In our times of trouble, it seems only normal that we would say, "God, why is this happening to me? Why are you doing this to me?" Could it be that we are called for lament, for righteous anger cried out to God when we believe that injustice has occurred? And it does make a difference to show that raw honesty to God. The poet believed that crying out to God was very important, and God welcomed those cries. It is necessary for us to share with God exactly what we're feeling instead of putting our best face forward. The poet then answers the question of who do we turn to? Who do we turn to when God seems to be the farthest away from us? The answer is God. It is surprising that the poet turned to the very God at whom he or she was yelling. I imagine the fist shaking at God. The poet suffered, believing it to be God's fault, and still found hope in God's promises. While we might not believe that our suffering is the direct result of God, can we find hope in God's promises even in the midst of our suffering? Where is God in that darkness? Remind yourself of the story of Job. The book of Job is placed immediately after the books of history in the Old Testament that often assert the promise that if you are good, God will bless you, and if you are bad, God will punish you. Job was a righteous man who suffered greatly. The first response of Job's friends is the best response. They may go on to say some things, many things, that Job did not agree with and that we might not agree with. But before they started talking, they were quiet. As soon as they heard about the suffering of Job, his children had died, his business was lost, and his health had deteriorated, they met together to go and to console him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him. And they raised their voices and wept aloud. They tore their robes, the scripture says, and threw dust in the air upon their heads. They sat with him on the ground for 7 days and seven nights. And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that their suffering was great. They traveled with Job and sat in silence for 7 days. I wonder if that is what God does with us. When we are shaking our fists at God and only receiving silence, when God feels far away or we feel that God might just have left us alone, we can trust that God is with us. We might not be able to experience God's presence, but the Spirit is there. God's presence is with us, made known to us in the perfect silence of God. I believe that the poet in Lamentations knew about the mystery of God. God is bigger than we can imagine, bigger than our problems and any of our suffering. This poet allowed God's presence to help him, even if God was silent and mysterious. The poet also remembered what God had done in the past. And this can be an important step for us in our own time of darkness. Do we remember what God has done for us? As we are staring into the darkness, recall what God has brought you through to this. Remember the character of God and how God has rescued you in the past. It may not seem possible to imagine God's help in such a time of trouble. But God, even in God's most mysterious and unknown form, will be there for us. If we cannot bring ourselves to experience God's presence in the darkest of moments, then hopefully we will have some good friends who will sit in silence with us. The poet also instructs that we should wait for God. This is not simply a waiting around, like waiting for the school bus, passively sitting around and doing nothing. We wait on God by watching for God's coming and acting in our lives. This may not come in the way we expect or hope. But God is still moving. Because we believe in Jesus' resurrection, we believe that God's purpose is always for hope and redemption. Even when it does not make sense, even when all hope is lost, even in the darkest of darkness, there is always hope. Resurrection always occurs. As the psalmist wrote, "Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you." Kevin Mayhew reminds us, "Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. You will never sink beneath the waves. When the fire is burning all around you, you will never be consumed. When you dwell in the exile of strangers, remember, you are precious in my eyes. You are mine, O child. I am your God, and I love you with perfect love." Amen. And again, are there any hymns or songs that you might like to sing today?
Darkness with Pastor Kim Farrell on June 29th, 2014. Why, God? Why? Where is God in the darkness? Who do we turn to when God seems so far away? Reflecting on some of the limiting and frightful aspects of emotional darkness that can be all too familiar to us.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.